Hello.
Hi, this is Ariana returning your call back from customer support. May I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I just had a charge with this number on it, and I can't remember the order. And I'd like for you to possibly look it up if you could
Yes, sir, I
to
can.
see if you can give me some clarification.
If you could provide me with the zip code, I can better assist you.
Yes, ma'am. It's 35045.
I have 35045, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Greg Jones.
And can you verify the address I have on file?
Should be 1505 Second Avenue North, Clanton, Alabama.
Okay, give me one second, okay, while I pull up your account.
Thank you.
And I'm still here, sir. I'm just waiting on the computer to load up.
Okay.
And I'm still waiting on the computer, sir. I ain't want you to just think I'm not. Looking, and you say you're calling about a charge on your account.
Yes, ma'am. It says Georgia Fitness QU.
I see here where you ordered the technical bag.
A what?
The technical bag is the bag with like the, a lot of pockets on it and stuff. The technical bag.
No, ma'am. I didn't order anything like that as I know of.
It's a, like a little bag you probably got. On the 22nd, it say you ordered it. It say you pay shipping and handling on it. You pay $5.74. You get this bag. You got this free gift. No knowledge of it whatsoever. Give me one second.
I don't remember anything like that. I ordered something, but I didn't order a bag, as I know of. Are you is it a backpack or something?
Yes, sir. It's in transit. It should be receiving, getting dropped off at your house.
Well, hold on a second. It's $67. I hadn't ordered anything for $67.
Yes, sir. I understand it. You're still going to get the bag and stuff like that, sir. It was a free welcoming gift. Only if you were to subscribe to our Factory Discount Direct store. Fair to do that. That was going to be the
no,
full
I didn't.
Reason. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I didn't subscribe to anything.
You didn't subscribe? Yes, correct, sir.
No, ma'am. I went around it. I went around every button like that. I didn't subscribe to nothing else.
Yes, sir. I understand that. That's what I was getting to. You didn't subscribe, but you did receive the purchase. You did want the purchase, so they billed you the price of the purchase, which is $67.32, which is stated in the terms and conditions. That should have been located at the bottom of the ad you probably looked at or the website page you probably looked at.
No, whatever it was, I don't want it, and I can't pay $67. I got to pay bills, and I'll just stop it at the bank if y'all don't want to give me a refund.
Yes, sir. I understand that, sir, but you asked me what it was for. I was just explaining to you what it was for. I that's all I was doing. I didn't say I was going to give you a refund or not give you a refund, sir. I haven't got to that.
Sure. Okay.
I haven't got to that part yet.
I mean, I know that's the way they make money, and I understand that. You know, I don't mind advertisers coming up and making offers, but I just couldn't afford any of the offers right now. I made sure I didn't click on anything else.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I didn't even finish the order because it was stuck on a page wanting me to make an order, and I just went around it, and I didn't even know it was ordered until later on.
Okay, give me one second to cancel your account out. And I'm still here, sir. I'm just canceling out your account. Let me know you're ready for the cancellation code.
All righty. I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in cancel.
Mm-hmm.
262.
Mm-hmm.
739.
739.
868. Yes, sir. If you'd like to repeat it back, you're more than welcome to do that.
Yeah, C262-739-868.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And give me 1 second, sir, to look at cancel your account out to see what I'm allowed to do as far as refund. I have to read at the terms and conditions right quick to see what their policy is, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir, what I am allowed to do,
mm-hmm.
as far as the account, I am able to give you half of it back because it is in the terms and conditions. However, after talking with my supervisor, I am allowed to give you 75% of their refund back, which is $50.48.
Why just a portion, honey? I ain't never heard of anything like this.
The only reason you get a portion because it's legally in their terms and conditions on their website, sir. And when
honey,
it comes,
I didn't click on anything. I didn't.
You
there ain't nothing.
Yes, sir. It's
I
not a button that
anything.
You click with the terms and conditions.
No.
It's located at the bottom. It's different ways you can agree to terms and conditions by clicking the button or by simply just go ahead and with your purchase. When you went ahead with your purchase, they figured as if you read the terms and conditions and that you was agreeing to their terms. However, it is stated in on their website, and I can only give you 75% is because you are receiving a product, sir, which is in process right now of getting shipped to your house sometime this week,
well,
which
I'll
also can prove.
I'll be glad to ship it back to you if you want it back.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, but we have a no return policy.
Of course you do. Can't make money that way, can you?
I'm not sure, sir. I'm just a.
So what you want? What you want me to say? I'm not satisfied, and I don't want it. But you're saying that's all you can do, and that's all you're gonna do, right?
Yes, sir. 75% is what I'm legally able to do, sir. Due to.
Well, I'm sure we want you to break the law, so I guess we'll just take that one. And I just won't ever order anything offline again, unless I'm looking at it with my own two eyes. Is there anything else you need from me, hon?
I just need you to stay on the line while I do process that 75% refund back.
And I'm sorry, I know it ain't your fault. You're just trying to make a living.
It's crazy, but... you
I just
sure
need them to- Go ahead,
huh? Yes, sir. You should receive a refund in your account within 35 business days. 7 days, I say, at the most.
35 business days?
Yes, sir.
35 days?
No, sir. I said 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, oh my gosh. I was going to say 35 days. I'll be broke by then.
Oh, sir.
Okay,
it's 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank. 7 days at the most, I always say that just to let customers know to give the bank 2 extra days to look at things themselves because they like to do their own investigation
That's
as
right.
well.
I understand that. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. So I did put that on your account, and I did close you out, so you shouldn't be getting billed anything else, as well as you have that cancellation number that I provided.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much, honey. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Anything else I can help you with today, Mr. Greg?
I guess that's all, honey. I hope you have a good day, sweetie.
You too. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you for getting back with us, honey.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.